Correction. It was previously stated that the RSO concert will take place on Tuesday, April 30th, but the concert date has now been confirmed for Thursday, April 25th. We apologize for any confusion this may have caused. The Regina Symphony Orchestra, RSO, will be returning to Moose Jaw later this month, and lovers of classical music will have the opportunity to attend a free concert at Zion United Church on Thursday, April 25th. The upcoming public concert will begin at 7 p.m. and follows an earlier afternoon performance exclusive to students in both the Holy Trinity Catholic and the Prairie South School Divisions. This is an opportunity for us to leave Regina and take our show on the road, said Megan McCormick, the RSO's Director of Marketing. The concert will be performed by the 12-member Regina Symphony Chamber Players Group, who will play a selection of chamber music similar to pieces played for royalty or at historical ballroom serenades. It developed from the origins of smaller orchestral gatherings, McCormick explained regarding the Chamber Players Group format. This is different from the RSO's usual accompaniment of around 60 or so musicians, depending on the composition. Some guests will undoubtedly recognize a few of the musical pieces, but for anyone left wondering what they're listening to, the musicians will introduce each new song with a brief explanation of its significance and who originally composed it. You don't have to come in really knowing anything about classical music, she said. As well, the musical selection is intended to serve as an entry-level introduction to the genre, and McCormick said you don't need a university-level degree in music to appreciate the show. The upcoming visit won't be the first time Southern Saskatchewan's premier orchestra visited Moose Jaw. On January 14, 2023, the RSO performed an earlier concert at the Moose Jaw Public Library to a packed audience, and McCormick said the group is always well received when they visit the notorious city. It's not uncommon for us to leave Regina, McCormick said. Of course, the past few years, during the pandemic, have presented some challenges, but we've been to Moose Jaw several times. So far this year, the group has performed pop-up performances at pubs, libraries, and several other venues in Moose Jaw, Regina, and across southern Saskatchewan. I think it's great to get the show back on the road and share the music, she added. The goal of the mobile concert performance is to share music with as many people as possible, according to McCormick. As well, the RSO is focused on furthering the education of students in both local school divisions. Due to uncertain job action by the Saskatchewan Teachers Federation, STF, in its ongoing dispute with the provincial government, McCormick warned the afternoon educational portion of the visit may end up being altered or cancelled altogether. Of course, this all depends on how events unfold. If the Teachers Federation decides to strike, RSO event organizers are considering an additional afternoon performance and might reach out to community organizations such as senior homes. Either way, the 7 p.m. public performance will go ahead as planned, McCormick confirmed. There's no fee to attend, as the performance will be offered free of charge with seating on a first-come, first-served basis. Zion United Church is located at 423 Main Street, North, and can be reached at 306-692-3842. For more information about the RSO, visit reginasymphony.com.